Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is true and mightily moved by the Holy Spirit. And I love the way He helps us grow. He helps us see things the way they truly are. The enemy is full of surprises, tricks, traps, seduction, and mystery. His darkness has a mystery to it. It's not obvious. But when you have the living love of God, the life of God in you, you can sense things. You can sense traps coming. You can sense what's wrong with something. Not like the proud do. Proud people try to act like they'll step ahead, but they really not. But people who walk in love, they really are a step ahead. Many times they don't realize it. When the closer you are, the more your heart is full of the love of God, the closer you are to the Lord. And you can sense what He senses. The Lord's, these broadcasts is called Heart to Heart. God is speaking from His heart to ours. When you love Him, you can sense what's in His heart. You can sense what He likes. You can sense what He hates. You can sense that there's something wrong with false doctrine. When you fill your heart with true doctrine, true life, we used to call it rightly divided word. A better interpretation is the spirit of the word. The point that the Holy Spirit was making. Inspired men to write it. Though there are thoughts and points that He was making, and it's designed to enter the soft heart, those that love God. They grasp it. People that love the world somewhere, they have a hard time understanding God's word. If you have trouble receiving God's word, change your focus. Don't focus on you and how you're going to look, how things seem, prestige. Those are dead things. Leave that alone. Most times when church people talk about coming out of the world, they're usually dealing with the lust of the flesh or desire, fleshly desires. But worse than that is pride. And sometimes there's nothing said about against the pride of man. And that's where the enemy has been working. Many people are so prestigious that they're trying to play a role instead of learning who God is. And only the people, and it's been this way all along, only the people that love God and love His people. See, if you love God, you also love people. And people that walk in love are the ones that God can train. They are the teachable ones. They are the ones that receive what God is saying. They are the ones that will inherit the earth. When all this is over, but the meek will inherit the earth, the teachable people. People that's not trying to be a show-off. If you receive the word of God, you won't have any trouble understanding it. Now, it comes in stages. You receive it in your heart. You love God. When you receive His word with the intent to do it and act on it, it will nourish you. A healing process begins in you. And the more you learn from the Lord, the easier it is to detect what He's saying. The easier it is to receive what He's saying. And it will nourish your heart. That wonderful healing process will be in you. And you'll be able to grasp the word of God. And keep it and retain it. And you're also master hating the world. You're master the undoing of the worldly way. You'll drive out the Canaanites out of your heart. Just like Israel was supposed to drive the Canaanites. All the tribes of the Canaanites, they were supposed to drive all of them out of the land. And they didn't finish. So they had trouble. And they still got trouble. And when Jesus comes, he's going to finish driving them out. It's going to be the greatest war since the history of man on in the Valley of Megiddo. They're going to try to bomb rush Israel and wipe them off the earth. And Christ is going to come back and take it back. And I love the way God is doing everything. I'm settling him. You know, people talk about post-tribulation and pre-tribulation raptures. And there are things I like about both sides, but I know this, and I'm secure in this. It's going to be right. God is going to do it perfectly. And the way God is going to do it, it's going to be the best way. And I've tried hard to figure it out. I love to figure things out, but I know the Holy Spirit. I know that God has this thing. When he finishes it, we're going to all be in awe. And things are going to be right. And people do need to wake up, because this is a serious life. We're going to witness these things. I don't believe I'm going to die. I believe I'm going to be raptured, and I believe it's going to be immediately. And there were times I wondered if I would ever get to sleep in my own bed again. I didn't expect to be here in 2020, but I thank God for all the days he's given us, the chances he's given humanity to come to him. Salvation is a very serious thing, and most people take it too lightly. And they're not learning, and they're not growing. And a big hindrance is the way that they focus. When you study God's word with the intent to do it and live by it and love by it, it will nourish you. I've seen it too many times. I've had experience that made me just wonder. I said, wow, this is good. I wish everybody could experience what I was experiencing. But that's not the case. It's time now for people to learn who God is and get to know him personally. When you get to know the Lord, it's good. And when we overcome the world. Our faith overcomes the world. The world system is a big lie. But it's a mystery to those who are caught up in it. They can't get out of it. They're trapped. And the only way out is through Christ and sharing his love. And I added sharing his love because love will help you master your faith. Faith only works by love. If you don't love others, then, you know, you can't do it. People don't realize being trapped in the world is no joke. There are people on their deathbed, and you would think all they have to do is trust in the Lord, but they can't because their heart is full of hatred and bitterness and their pride, and they're about to fall right off in the hill because they won't listen. And they don't realize it, but they're choosing to die. And then and the world don't know no better. They're gonna fall off in there too. Everybody that won't get saved and do right, and they have the ability to be treacherous. Because they don't receive living love of God. And some people are double-minded against life. They're double-minded. They love God, but they love the world. And they're unstable. Lukewarm people are treacherous. If you trust them, you're going to get hurt. If a person can love something greater, more than they love God, they can love something greater than their love for God. They can't trust them. So Some Christians feel that hard with TV and radio and don't have study of the Word of God. And when the Word of God is depleted, they'll be left here. The people, when Jesus do come back, he's only going to take his people who follow him. And those who do better won't get a second chance. The enemy is going to, God is going to let the enemy get strong to lose. This life, the lie is going to be so bad that they won't be, they'll think they're doing right. Because their love for this world is too strong. People love the world and don't realize it. The world system hates you. And it will consume your life. You have to divide against it. You have to see it for what it is. When I watch movies, people are trying to do right, but they do so many things wrong. They're trapped too. You can't win against Satan using his tactics. You have to have the life of God. There's no other way to win. But those who trust God and love him, not only do they survive and live forever, they thrive. They have the ability to thrive in the perfect will of God. And that, my friend, is what I'm very interested in. And I'm interested in that for everybody. God really loves us and cares about us in every way. There's no need to be seduced by the lies of the world. Seduction is no life. Remaining seduced is no life either. Because anything that gives Satan, that causes Satan to be the master, he's going to make sure you are miserable. If you have fun in his name, you're going to be in trouble. But if you focus on the Lord and his love, you're touching heaven. You're bringing heaven to earth in your life on the ground where you are. And I love the Lord. He has so much to say. So many wonderful things to say and share with his people. And I don't get to teach everything he teaches me. The Lord manages. He helps me manage what I minister. All I have to do is draw near to him and watch him, and he'll show me what to do and say. But as we go forward doing his perfect will, then there won't be any regrets. The Lord can show you back. He can cause you to see the path of your life and times you were walking with him. He can show you how he guided you and how you followed him. You're going to appreciate what he did. You're going to appreciate the doors he closed, because he can show you what would have happened if he let you go your own way. You're going to appreciate the doors he opened. You're going to wish you walked in all the doors he opened and not walked in the doors that he closed. You couldn't go in the ones he closed, but he closed. But sometimes people don't walk in the open doors. But when you do, you're going to be so glad you did, and you won't have regret. But the opportunities he put before you, you didn't receive and take. You're going to wish you did. And then you're going to see the attempts. When he attempted to show you and get you on the right path so that you could walk through a greater door. He's going to show you that, and you're going to have sorrow when you didn't. And you're probably going to cry, and he's going to wipe the tears out of your eyes, because he's good that way. The Lord Lord would talk, show me things that if, he would tell me that if certain pastors had done things in within the time, if they had followed, if they had followed through with what he was giving them, what things would have been like. Now the Lord sent me to, back in the day, he sent me to about 20 churches. And I knew what would happen if they followed God. I didn't fully know what God would guide them to do, but they were gonna have to totally surrender to God to do it. But they wouldn't do it. They didn't do it. They could have. And I had the revelation that they needed. And I had instructions. Now, I had rules I had to obey. Some things I couldn't say unless they asked. The Lord, he would tell me, don't tell them this unless they ask. If they don't ask, don't tell them. And some words were on this wise. The Lord wanted me to just talk with them, but they wouldn't talk to me. I didn't know what the Lord was going to reveal. The first time he had me to do that type of word, I chickened out and left. Then I went back and attempted to do it. Because it was new to me. I felt nervous. And I know the Lord can go back and show you that, those kind of things. But I prayed and got stronger and came back. They wouldn't talk. And one pastor felt bad about it. And the Lord gave me a dream that he was sorry he did that. But I wrote him a letter. But the fact remains that I didn't get to help him. And things happen that shouldn't happen. When the Lord gives you something, it's up to you to live and receive and do what God gives you to do. And you know, when I chickened out, I learned something. I said, I didn't think I'd do something like that. I vowed to follow God and I didn't do it that time. And I talked to the Lord about it. So, you know, you can't progress unless you grow somewhere. I knew I needed to grow somewhere. So I went and made things and learned that you have to regroup sometimes. Some things are a challenge to you, and God loves you. And he worked with you. He'll help you to get it right. So to counter things like that, I know God can give me something that'll surprise the daylights out of me, and I know. So I say I will do all that's in his heart so I have the perfect confidence when I need it. It's too close to the edge of time to allow something to fall through that could have been done. No more chickening out. You know, when people get in pride, they say, I'll never chicken out. Jesus said, I'll never deny you. The times that I stood in this life was the times I was looking to the Lord. So I'm going to look to the Lord now more than ever. I don't have time to fail. I don't have time to chicken out. I don't have time to not follow God for a moment. I have to follow him throughout the rest of this time that he's given us. Because people's lives depend on it. They depend on us to be there for them. They don't know it, but they need us to. And we need to follow God. I work on the city vehicle. Now people counting on us to do it right so that they can work. We have to keep their vehicles running and safe so that they can go home to their families. Same thing with the kingdom of God. Those that love God, we share the responsibility of the ministry of reconciliation, and we need to be on point, and the Lord will help us do it. We end with that. Dear Lord, I thank the Lord that he's with us and he's for us. I'm out of time, but he's not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life, guiding you. And just trust him and ride with him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.